I have an affair with the piano, really, every time I sit down to it, because it's that deep an instrument. And I gain so much out of it while I'm playing. I really, really get turned on by this instrument. And that's why people turn around and say, well, you seem to be enjoying it. I love the instrument.
Canadian jazz pianist and composer Oscar Peterson was born in Montreal in 1925. The fourth of five children, he grew up in a bustling black neighborhood located between two railway tracks. Oscar's father worked as a railway porter most of his life, one of the few opportunities open to blacks in Canada at the time. Wanting a better life for his children, he decided to raise a musical family and scraped enough money together to buy a piano. Oscar was 5 years old at the time. He had perfect pitch and natural talent, but he would rather play baseball than learn classical music. At first, he saw the piano as a huge beast that dominated the living room and his free time. Oscar's ambivalence toward the piano vanished when he fell in love with jazz music. Determined to become the best jazz pianist in the world, he practiced for hours on end. By his late teens, Oscar Peterson was already a household name in Canada. He performed regularly on radio and in major cities across the country. In 1949, a famous impresario heard Peterson on the radio. He was so awed by his remarkable style and technique that he asked the Canadian jazz virtuoso to perform at New York's Carnegie Hall. Oscar Peterson was so nervous before his U.S. debut that he almost backed out. He was a sensation. And before long, he was touring the world, performing with countless jazz greats, including Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. Jazz legend Oscar Peterson has won dozens of awards, including a Grammy for Lifetime Achievement. They can't take that away from me.